Birmingham Sports.
Hello and welcome to the Verulam Sport Podcast. Every week, the team behind the award-winning Radio Verulam Sports Show will provide you with the most relevant news from the local and regional sporting scenes, whilst keeping you in the picture with national and international bulletins from the world of sport. There will be topical debates, regular interviews from local talent, and chats with those big-name guests that are a mainstay of Verulam Sport. As always, this is your show, every bit as much as it is ours. So, check out Verulam Sport across social media and get involved. For now, prepare yourself for this week's action-packed Verulam Sport Podcast. Hello and welcome again to Verulam Sport Podcasting. And everybody knows it's well documented the challenges, the trials, and indeed the tribulations that our local Gallagher Premier League rugby club, the dynasty, as I consider them, Saracens, have had to endure this campaign. They are, of course, doomed to relegation, but there's still plenty of action, still plenty of pride at stake. And the Gallagher Premiership returns. To tell us all about it, we are lucky to be joined now by our voice of the Saracens, John Lewis. John, good evening. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Tony. You?
Yeah, do you know what? Doing very well. I appreciate it. It is challenging times for us all. But what's impressed me massively during this time is the amazing ability that we've got to adapt, to embrace new technologies a la Zoom. And, you know, I'm hoping the community will be the big winner when this is all said and done. But what can I say, John? I'm a naive idealist to my dying day.
I think the ideals, for me, it's community and the environment has had a bit of a break, hasn't it? Albeit it's rapidly, getting the treatment again. But yeah, it had a bit of a day off, didn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. But I tell you what has had a bit of a break for obvious reasons. And indeed, this global picture has put sports into its context. But of course, we love it. And we are excited for the return of the Gallagher Premiership. John, you and I have spoken in depth about the Saracens and their kind of situation this season. I don't feel like there's anything to be gained from drilling into it any further. What has impressed me, though, John, and I think this is a testament to the wonderful family spirit there and the real buy-in. Some great world-class players have bought in massively to the culture of Saracens. And I was concerned that, for obvious reasons, there'd be something of a mass exodus, given that they are doomed for relegation. But some big, big players are going to still be there when they almost inevitably return to the Premier League. You know, the Farrell, the Vunipola brothers. The list goes on. And for me, like I say, I was concerned. I could understand the players had they chosen to move forwards. But, John, just how much of a reflection of that community and cultural spirit is it for you that so many of the great Saracens will still be there in the season 2022?
I think it's a number of things. Enormous credit to the club first for the way they've handled it. They didn't handle the beginning of the season that well, but they certainly handled this very well. They've clearly had a strategy, which is the greats, if you like, the players that you mentioned, and the Jamie Georges and people like that. They've done a deal with England. They've done a deal with the Lions that basically said these guys are going to have an easier year next year, almost a sabbatical, which if you think how much rugby those guys have played with the World Cup last year, without a break up until now, can only be a good thing for their careers. And provided they get enough of a run out, either in the Championship or various other means, such as the games organised with the South Africans at Tottenham. Provided they get enough of a run out, then they're going to be, I think, better for it. And England and the Lions are going to benefit from it. So that's been one part of the strategy. And then the other bit has been to allow the up-and-coming young players that really do need Premiership sort of action and mileage on the clock to be loaned out for a season to Bristol, Northampton and teams like that, and continue to get the experience they need. So it's been a very clever sort of strategy, I think, well executed.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, in that second category,
And we've spoken about it many, many times. I think it's churlish to just focus in on one, because one of the aspects of this dynasty, Saracens, that is so impressive, setting aside all the other elements which are well documented, is this ability to identify local up-and-coming talent and really nurture them onto that next level. One of those that I can't help but just draw some attention to yet again is Max Malins. I mean, that guy, that young man, is the heir apparent, Farrell, I think, inevitably in the black of Saracens, and then, before too very long, in the white and red rose of England.
And in between times, in the blue and red of Bristol, where he's been loaned for a season, along with Ben Earl. I think that'll be a great move for them. You know, get a top-level club, good coaches. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens this weekend when we play Bristol. But yeah, he's a class act, as indeed is Ben Earl. Nick Izzi-Akwi, never say his name, he's gone to Northampton. And also Nick Tompkins, up-and-coming young player, made it with Wales and is going to have a season with the Dragons. I think all those guys will hopefully come back to Saracens in a year's time, stronger for it, and sort of raring to re-engage and restart their career with the club.
Yeah, absolutely. John, before we drill into the return of the Gallagher Premiership, just quickly, not wanting to go over old ground, but just generally, what has the fans' mood been like? Obviously, it must be impressive, because if you look at Saracens' win-loss record, it's level with Exeter. It must have been easy for the players to take an option of almost just to let the season be. Not a bit of it. They really are competitors to the core. But just generally, put us in the picture of the mood of the wonderful Saracens fans, who maybe have been the biggest losers in this context, I guess.
I think that originally there was obviously shock. We knew something would happen with point deductions and things, but then it was a real shock how severe it was. And it was a real kick in the teeth when they added the 70 points or whatever it was to make sure they were absolutely relegated, yeah, which meant that was fan out. But the players have, and the coaches have been real professionals throughout. They've absolutely performed. They've brought through young players at the same time. And you know, we shouldn't forget that this season, disastrous though it might be in some ways, they're still in the quarter final of the European
bidding for a three-peat. You know, that would be something, wouldn't it? I mean, they're already the only English club to win it three times. It would be astonishing if they could defend their crown there in Europe this year.
Well, it would be astonishing, but given, you know, we talked about the players going on loan and you know, they have lost a couple of absolute world-class players in George Cruz and Liam Williams. But there's still a very strong team there. And it's going to be very interesting going to Leinster, you know, in the Aviva full of 60,000 Irishmen. Would have been quite an ordeal. Going to an empty ground is going to be quite a leveller, I think. So they must have a very good chance of going there and actually pulling off a great win.
I'm sure they'll be very confident. Of course, that was the fixture that saw them claim their third title last season. So they know the Leinster outfit very, very well. But moving on now to this very weekend, as you say, it is Bristol away. Bristol are currently third in the Gallagher Premiership with 8 wins from their 13 fixtures. Very, very impressed with Pat Lamb, what he's building there at Bristol. Obviously, we've got some very dangerous players. Saracens will be mindful of that. Of course, they will be. As we all know, Saracens are relegated in 12th, despite 9 wins from their 13 fixtures this campaign. But Bristol are dangerous, aren't they? It's a tough starting one, isn't it, as the Gallagher Premiership reboot.
Yeah, it's very interesting because I think, you know, as neutral now regarding who wins the Premiership, I think a lot of Saracens fans would like to see Bristol do it. Not only because of the two lads that have moved there, but because I think we feel that Pat Lamb's gone about it in the right way. Mm-hmm. You know, and frankly as well, we'd like to see anybody at Exeter, but Exeter win. So, you know. But it's going to be a very, very tough match. They're a superb team. They've got great players, the Pillow Towers, people like that. And they're a very powerful outfit. and Saracens are going to have to be at their very best. What we don't know, of course, is what sort of team Saracens are going to put out. They need to give their top players enough of an outing before the Leinster game, but equally they'll be wanting to preserve them a bit and hold them back for that. So I think they've always managed to get that balancing act right in the past, the coaches, and I'm sure they'll do it again this weekend. But it's going to be a great match, I think.
Yeah, I think it's one of those where it's a bit of a cliche, but I think rugby union will be the bigger winner in this context as it returns. Tell you what, though, just before we go back to Saracens, obviously the Gallagher, it's a full fixture list. The juicy one that leaps out at me straight away is actually the one that kicks things off, literally, on the Friday, the 14th, at the Stoop, the historic Stoop, with Sale Sharks coming to Quinns. I like the sound of that fixture. And obviously we mentioned that Bristol fighting on all cylinders, doing well in third. Sale currently sitting pretty in second. And with the acquisition of the ex-Tiger, the England star, Manu Tuilagi, aligned to an already very powerful squad. Tell you what, they perhaps have become the team to beat. Sale, I'm talking about.
I agree. Sale and Bristol, I think, are clearly the up-and-coming teams. Harlequins, you never know what you're going to get. You know, when they all turn up and play well, as they inevitably do against Saracens, they are a really strong team. But they don't seem to be consistent enough. And Sale will be very strong, albeit, again, Sale tend to be not so good on the road as they are at home. So, you know, it's going to be an interesting one to see, how big an impact Tuilagi will have and whether Sale can really start stepping up and perform on the road consistently, which they'll have to do if they want to win the Premiership.
Tuilagi, of course, left Leicester Tigers, who are languishing. For many years, the Tigers have been in the doldrums. As a proud East Midlander, that's not exactly filling me with glee. Honestly, if it was not setting aside the Saracens context that we've much documented, they would be really fearing the drop. There has been an exodus from the Tigers. We've referenced Tuilagi. Also, another England star, May, goes to Gloucester, his old team. Worrying times for Tigers. But coming back to Sale, I've got to tell you, John, from my perspective, overarching all the other kind of things that one might say, as an Englishman, as a proud English fan, I was delighted that Tuilagi and several of the other Leicester exes now of keeping themselves in England, meaning that they can represent England. I was concerned that they'd chase the big bucks abroad.
Yeah, I think that's a fair concern, and it's great that they haven't. Going back to Leicester, Steve Borthwick has now gone there as head coach, and one shouldn't underestimate what he's achieved with England, Japan even, and prior to that, Saracens. So he's had a really good sort of upbringing as a coach and is ready to take on a top job, and I think he'll do very well there.
They're very much a sleeping giant, so I think that's a very good shout. Time itself will tell. But we talk about the Wolfpack mentality, and obviously one can't bestow enough praise on head coach Max Malins. But my goodness me, Borthwick was one of the key men in really blueprinting that and then instilling that into the players. And that's long been established. You're right, he's a coach to watch out for, and one mustn't ever forget what he's helped build here at Saracens, I suppose, as well.
And what he's achieved with England. You know, he's really, he's helped take them to a World Cup final. And he's learnt an awful lot along the way. He'll be a very strong strong coach, I think. But Leicester, they are a sleeping giant. Sale, it could be their year. If it's not their, obviously Exeter will be the guys that think it's theirs to lose, but both Sale and Bristol, I think, will be right up behind them.
A lot of powerful teams. Exeter, of course, do top the table. They take on Leicester this weekend in the return of the Gallagher Premiership. John, great to talk with you. Really always appreciate your time and input. Just before I let you go, circling back to the clash at Ashton Park, Bristol hosting Saracens, your prediction for this crunch clash?
My heart says Sarries by a small margin. I think it'll be very tough. So I think it'll be Bristol even squeaking through to a narrow win. Unfortunately, I just think they'll be too strong.
They're a very powerful time. Time will tell, but I'm delighted that it is back. And it's been delightful, as always, John, to spend time in your company. Wishing you and your family every continued joy and happiness in these challenging times. And, of course, wishing Saracens well for the denouement of this season. And then as they look to bounce back, roar back into the Premiership, as I'm sure they will thereafter. John, thanks again.